Her expression showed that she still did not understand. His tone sharpened as his exasperation grew.
Conflict drives a more perfect understanding of the Force. The Empire expands and creates conflict. In that regard, the Empire is an instrument of the Force, you see? The Jedi do not understand this. They use the Force to repress themselves and others, to enforce their version of tolerance, harmony. They are fools, and they will see that after today.
For a time, Elena said nothing, and the hum and buzz of Coruscant filled the silent gulf between them. When she finally spoke, she sounded like the shy girl he had first rescued from the slave pens of Geonosis.
Constant war will be your life. Our life. Nothing more.
He understood her motives at last. She wanted their relationship to change, wanted it to evolve. But his dedication to the perfection of the Empire, which allowed him to perfect his understanding of the Force, precluded any preeminent attachments.
I am a Sith warrior.
And things with us will always be as they are?
Master and servant, this displeases you.
You do not treat me as your servant. Not always.
He let a hardness he did not feel creep into his voice.
Yet a servant you are. Do not forget it.
The lavender skin of her cheeks darkened to purple, but not with shame, with anger. She stopped, turned, and stared directly into his face. He felt as if the cowl and respirator he wore hid nothing from her.
I know your nature better than you know yourself. I nursed you after the Battle of Alderaan, when you lay near death from that Jedi witch. You speak the words in earnest. Conflict, evolution, perfection. But belief does not reach your heart.
He stared at her, the twin stalks of her leku framing the lovely symmetry of her face. She held his eyes, unflinching, the scar that stretched across her throat visible under her collar. Struck by her beauty, he grabbed her by the wrist and pulled her to him. She did not resist and pressed her curves against him. He slipped his respirator to the side and kissed her with his ruined lips, kissed her hard.
Perhaps you do not know me as well as you imagine, he said, his voice unmuffled by the mechanical filter of his respirator.
As a boy, he had killed a Twi'lek servant woman in his adopted father's house, his first kill. She had committed some minor offense he could no longer recall, and that had never mattered. He had not killed her because of her misdeed. He'd killed her to assure himself that he could kill. He still recalled the pride with which his adoptive father had regarded the Twi'lek's corpse. Soon afterward, Malgus had been sent to the Sith Academy on Dromund Kaas.
I think I do know you,
she said defiant. He smiled. She smiled. And he released her. He replaced his respirator and checked the chrono on his wrist. If all went as planned, the defense grid should come down in moments. A surge of emotion went through him, born in his certainty that his entire life had for its purpose the next hour, that the Force had brought him to the moment when he would engineer the fall of the Republic and the ascendance of the Empire. His comlink received a message. He tapped a key to decrypt it. "It is done," the words read.